A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Well, it is so important to be reminded of this tremendously important fact. If it says that it's possible to be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord, it makes us, in a sense, guilty and not forgiven of His crucifixion. Of course, here it's speaking about Holy Communion, or the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, whatever you call it, coming to the Lord's table. And Paul here is speaking of the fact and reminds the Christians that the Lord Jesus said at the Last Supper, "Do this in remembrance of me." It is to remind ourselves of the tremendous privilege, the honor we've had of receiving Him into ourselves. It doesn't mean that taking the bread and the wine into yourself somehow miraculously turns into literal flesh and blood. We're not superstitious, and it's not meant like that at all. We're not believers in transubstantiation. That is pure superstition. We are doing it in remembrance of Him. But at the same time, we are to examine ourselves. For we are warned here that it's possible to take the bread and the cup in an unworthy manner. In a certain sense, we are never worthy in ourselves. And yet, the blood of Jesus Christ, His body, is able to make us worthy. He makes us worthy through the forgiveness of sin and the entering in of His very own being by His Holy Spirit, where He takes full charge of our lives. Then we are not guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Of course, if you're busy with taking other things into yourself too, perhaps it's certain thoughts that you are absorbing into your mind, things that you are seeing, words that you are saying, that are so much part of you, instead of the body and the blood being part of you, these sins are in charge of your life. So who really runs your life? Are you worthy of the cup and the bread? He makes you worthy. Make sure you don't make yourself unworthy.